What's going on, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this: the weekend counts. All right, so it's Friday afternoon. I'm just driving back from a little bit of shopping with the wifey. Got some stuff. Picked myself up a new book. For anyone who likes reading, not just like personal development books, because I love personal development books, but a few years ago, one of my mentors, he got me onto a series called Orphan X, and it's basically like a fictional crime type thing where there's it's awesome. I love it. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but it's basically about like an orphan assassin, right? And he's just incredible, and I love him. And I've read all three of the books in the series, and I just have this weird romantic feeling when I walk into a bookshop. It just reminds me of, I don't know, but it reminds me of traveling, because I always go in when I'm traveling, or if it's just something about it. Like, I just like going in there and looking at the books. I like having, like, been able to feel the books. I don't read anything on, like, a phone or a laptop or anything. I can't do that. I love holding a book and feeling the paper, and it's just this weird thing that I just love it. And I never used to be a reader, but, you know, the last few years I have been. Anyway, this Orphan X series, the new book is out, and I didn't realize it was actually out, and I was looking in the bookshop, and I was like, oh, I'll just have a look to see if actual Orphan X is in there, just to see, you know, because I know did quite well, but I haven't seen it in all the bookshops, and the new one was out, so I'm absolutely pumped. So I got that, picked that up, got some gear for my trip coming up, and I'm just pumped. I had a good afternoon. But as I'm driving back, I just had this bit of a thought. With the way people talk about weekends, it's like it's not part of their week, right? So one of the things that I ask a lot of people in terms of nutrition, I'll be like, hey, how's your food? Yeah, it's good, man. I eat this, I do this. Not really, really good. And, you know, you see, I'm training hard during the week, doing all that sort of thing. But as soon as Friday kicks off, like, numbers drop back, there's less people in the gym. Saturday morning, there's less guys in the gym, there's girls in the gym. There's still a bunch of people, but there's still heaps of people. There's probably, you know, 10% of the 15% of the membership that we had of the total membership. So you think, hey, but where is everyone else? What are they doing? Right? And I understand if one's lifters or anything, it's all good. I don't really mind. But it just made me think, like, people write the weekend off and don't actually consider it part of the week. So if I ask somebody about nutrition, a lot of the time they're talking like their daily routine nutrition. Right? So Monday through to, let's say, Monday through Friday afternoon, or Monday through to Thursday for a lot of people. So they'll have like Burger Fridays, or Fish and Chip Fridays, or Pizza Fridays, or, you know, Thai Food Fridays, whatever. Like, just basically get people get takeaway on Friday night. It's a normal thing. Like, I often do. I like getting Thai food not every week, but some weeks. I'm hoping I'll get it tonight. I got to talk to wifey. We're in separate cars. She's dropped me back off my car. She can come from training the way through. So I'm following her back. But that's very normal, right? So my point of the whole podcast, I suppose, is you need to be aware of, like, the fact that Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays all add up to, like, I don't know the exact percentage, but let's call it like 40% of the week, right? It's not 50%, but let's call it like 40%, and it might be like 42%, I don't know, not a mathematician, but that's essentially what it will equate to. Right, three out of 7 days. So you got 3 days of weekend, essentially, for a lot of people, the way they act with terms of non training and not eating that well, right? And then you've got 4 days of goodness. Okay, now if there's a day swing in there, it becomes 50-50. Or if you do half a day good on, say, a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Monday or whatever, now you're at 50-50. So 50% of the days you're doing really, really well, and 50% of the days you're doing okay or no good, right? It depends on who you are and how you roll, but it's just super important to realize that your results will go better if you're more consistent for more days, right? More days, more consistent days, more repetitive days, more consecutive days is the word I'm looking for, right? And that just makes sense. So what I want to encourage you guys to think about right now is, where in your life aren't you remembering or reminding yourself that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are days in your weeks where you can be attacking your goals, your targets, your dreams, whatever, right? Where across the board? So is it in your body, right? Is it your body that needs, you need to start eating better across the weekend so you can, you know, amplify goals? Even if it's just like 1.5 days out of the weekend. So let's say Friday night you're still do have your typhoon, right? Saturday morning, get up, you have a good breakfast, you train to do something. Like, come into Royal, do your 8:30 session, or come live with me at 8:30. Like, do some work, right? The metabolic powers are set up at Royal for that reason. I haven't spoken about this for a while, and I think a few people forgot, but the reason metabolic power exists, essentially, it's a full body smash session to burn a lot of calories for the next few days. So basically it amplifies it up because you've got recovery time and stuff in there, and it's essentially like that high intensity work that helps eliminate some of the damage that we do over the weekends. That's why we backlog a lot of our hard cardio stuff Fridays and Saturdays. That's the point of it, right? Especially on the girls' side, and the guys that are looking to lose weight, I highly recommend they get into the 8:30 session rather than just lift. But they can lift if you choose to. If you just want to be a strong, you know, strong dude, that's absolutely fine. But just be aware that if you do hit that smash sesh, it'll give you a little bit of leeway with your diet, because if you generally do eat worse on the weekend, so that's why I timed those sessions around the weekend. That's the point of it, right? So if you're somebody who currently isn't doing that well across Friday, Saturday, Sunday, let's say you finish work on a Friday, come in and eat your 5:30 session, whether it's a strength session or a conditioning session, whether it's a 6:30 session, whether you just, you know, you go for a run, whatever, I don't care. But let's say you do that, right? Then you have your typhoon. That, I'm not going to say we'll cancel each other out. I'm not going to say it's like perfect, but it's going to be significantly better than not finishing work, cracking a beer, grabbing some junk food, going to bed, having some chips and Ben and Jerry's ice cream before bed, watching the footy or whatever you do, right? And then going to sleep on it. And then coming up in Saturday morning and then we're feeling a bit shitty, feeling a bit like scunning up, getting up and sort of going for some carby stuff or whatever, and just not feeling that great. You might go out for breakfast, whatever you do, right, on Saturday morning. If you do train before you eat bad, it's going to be significantly better for you. You'll feel better. You'll tend to eat less shit that night just because you're feeling better. And you just won't feel like it, right? Because you feel when your endorphins run. So you do that. That already helps Friday become another day of the week. So now you're 5-2. Okay? Saturday morning, you wake up. You do some activities as soon as you wake up. Or hit the 8:30 session. Go hard with that. And then do whatever the fuck you want for the rest of the day. Right? Obviously, the better you eat on these days for lunch and, you know, dinner and stuff, the better you're going to be. But still, you're still going to be better off. If you eat like a child all Saturday and Sunday, and that's your cheat days or your reward days, whatever you want to call them. If you've trained, it's going to be at least part of it's going to be earned, right? Which makes a big difference. Again, now we're creeping into the 5.5 good days. Okay, and then you've got your Sunday, right? On a Sunday, I really think Sunday is a good day to get out and see some stuff, see some nature. You can take your dogs for a walk. Like, that's generally what I would do, is I'd take my dogs for a walk, or I'd go and do a hike out somewhere, get out in the bush somewhere. Might even just go for a general walk somewhere with Tal. Like, pretty chilled. I'm not lifting Sundays. I don't, you know, do any hard training Sundays. I just don't like doing that. I sort of take it as a relaxed day. But same deal, right? Put that deposit in the fitness bank in the morning, burn a little bit, I'm not going crazy, but I'll burn a little bit of calories, burn a little bit of energy, and then I can eat generally a little bit lax on Sunday, right? So now I'm looking at, like, if you're comparing it to the days before, we had 4 days of good, 3 days that you could class as a write-off almost. Now we're sort of looking more in the 6 days of good across the board as an average, and 1 day as a write-off. Now, it's pretty obvious what will get the better results, okay? Same goes when you're looking into your mind, guys. Right? People talk about anxiety, depression, and stress, and how bad it is. Everyone's got it, right? It's very, very common. And I know it's not something that you should be ashamed of if you have. It's just something that's there. So the issue that people I have found in people that I've spoken to, it's the same sort of deal, right? Their habits that make them feel good go to shit on the weekends. Okay, a lot of people deal with their stresses and anxieties and depressions through training. Okay, now if you're eating shit and training, not training, you're gonna feel worse, right? If you're not meditating, you're not journaling, you're doing those things that make you feel good. If you're not doing those things and you're not training and eating bad, you're gonna feel worse times two, right? So my habits and routines in the morning don't change day to day personally. Like, I'll find every day I get up and I'll do some sort of activity on the day. And again, like, it's not always hard, it's not always crazy, but I'll always do something. All right, it can be light, it can be a bit of a stretch, a bit of a walk, doesn't really matter. But I'm doing something, right? I'm getting up, I'm journaling, I'm reading something, even if it's just 10 minutes. If I'm going for a walk, I'm listening to a podcast. If I'm, you know, mowing the lawns, I'm listening to an audiobook. Whatever it is, I'm always sort of learning something because I feel good when I learn. right? I feel good when I'm meditating. I feel good when I'm training. I feel good when I'm drinking a lot of water, taking my green supplement, right? Like, all of that stuff matters. Okay, now, put this in relationships. If you are trying to build a relationship or you're trying to connect at a deeper level, if you're like someone who, you know, you sort of go, all right, cool, Monday through Friday, I'm going to be there for the missus. But on Friday, I'm just going to go and have a few pots at the pub with the boys, right? On Saturday, yeah, I might just catch up with, you know, Jono and have a few pots with him. You're sort of losing a couple of nights, and that's going to get away from you, right? Connection, disconnection. Don't be surprised if disconnection starts to happen if you're not dating your partner, right? If you're not, like, strategically trying to seduce your partner, if you're not looking after your partner, if you're not spending time with your partner, taking them shopping or, you know, going out for dinner or whatever, like cooking them dinner, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't need to be anything crazy or expensive. Just being there, right? Being there, talking, hanging out, chilling, like, you know, watching movies, just spending time, going for a walk with the dogs, whatever it is, right? Don't be surprised if you're doing like a 4-3 split of boyfriend, girlfriend, or like husband, wife duties. Don't be surprised if stuff goes sour, because it's the same as your fitness, right? Like it turns into the same thing, right? Looking at business, same deal. Marketing, sales. Like, I do this a lot. I'm very, very bad with this, right? I work hard between Monday and Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I do less. My business and finances could be significantly enhanced if I didn't play this 4-3 game. But at the same time, I like to choose to play that 4-3 game because it allows me a bit of flexibility in my life, allows me recovery, allows me time to connect with Tal and, you know, have fun and do all those things that I want to do and train and enjoy all that sort of stuff. So there's levels to this, but there's some things to consider, there's some things to think about. And, you know, it's on us. We can control our schedules. We can control how we act and react to whatever day we want, okay? And that's the reality of it. Like, people say, I don't have time on the weekend, or I can't do that, or I can't do this. You can. Like, let's be real, right? If you want to, whatever's important to you, you will do. If something else is more important, you'll just prioritize that over, you know, yourself or whatever. Like, I don't take offense to that. But when somebody says, hey, look, I can't train on any day because I'm so fucking busy, that just says to me, hey, look, I don't actually give a fuck about my training. It's fine. I don't care. But that's what it is, right? That's the reality. That's the honest thing. Like, people who are overweight, when they say, hey, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to do the stuff to make me lose weight, that just says that they don't actually care that they're overweight, right? It might affect them, but they don't care enough to change that, right? It's on them, right? Same thing goes in the opposite spectrum. If somebody's skinny and they're self-conscious about that, but they don't want to make the 4 or 5 hours a week it's going to take to bulk them up, that's on them. No one can help them, okay? So this stuff, guys, it's just a little bit of thought, right? Like, I hope that helps out in some way, but I suppose my question as we wrap this podcast up is very, very, very simple. Where in your life across the board are you playing a 4-3 game? Monday through Thursday, going good. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, eating like a child or playing up like a child or doing whatever, like just going bad, going off track. You could call it off track. Now, part two to this, guys. What's one simple action step that you can do this weekend to amplify your results moving into next week? And then the challenge with all this, guys, is just to go and do it. Just fucking do it. Get it done. Get her done. Go and attack it. All right, that's all I've got for you guys. I hope that helps out. If you have any questions, please feel free to hit me up. Just shoot me a message on the Instagrams or the Facebooks, and I'll be happy to get back to you. And beyond that, guys, I hope you all have a great day, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you very, very shortly. Bye.